your home for high school football. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 at WOBMAM.com.
Our fourth quarter is powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Todd Frazier in the house tonight for the Indians.
Yeah, I was told he'd be here. Who cares?
Who cares? Come on. He's a major league star.
Berry hands off the green. He goes around the right side. He's got five. He's got six. He's got seven. He's got a first down for Toms River South. And the Indians have got it going offensively.
I can't wait till I see Todd after the game and tell him what you said. That's it. You're out.
Yesterday's news.
Ah.
First and 10 South at the Jackson 42-yard line. Ed, the difference tonight is the Indians have a 1-2 punch. They haven't really had it in
That's
recent
exactly
weeks.
That's exactly right. That's why the two losses.
And they've got it tonight. Berry and Green. Here's Timier. Back to pass. Flag down. I think it's going to be another motion penalty against Toms River South.
That's about
how
six.
Many times?
Doesn't seem to hurt the Indians, though. Because
no, but sooner
they pick
or later,
up,
Ed.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Sooner or later, it's going to come on a crucial third down or fourth down play. That's when it really hurts you.
What
on
it also does is it kills your momentum.
Yeah, but on first down, the way they're picking up chunks of yardage, I totally agree with you. I'm not disputing the fact that the penalties will get you in the end.
Kern and Parker both go wide left. No receiver to the right. Berry calls out the signals. In motion, Sosa. Timier keeps it, goes to his right. Will break maybe one tackle. That's about it. Not much of a game. Brody Graham, first one to bring Timier down for a very short game. We'll give him three, so it'll be second down and 12. The Indians really fighting for their playoff lives, among other things, trying to make November a meaningful month. A win tonight would go a long way towards that. Now it's an I formation with Kosh in the fullback spot. Berry pitches to Green around the left side. Golic tries to bring him down, and he does. What a nice play. We've seen that twice tonight from Mike Golic, who comes up from the defensive back spot, tripped up Berry in the background. Castronova finished him off, and now it's a third down and about 13. He actually lost the yard on that.
Yeah, Golic, list him at 5'8", 155. Not sure if he's that big, Kevin.
Yeah,
he's tiny out
there.
He's
a player.
He is definitely a player, only a sophomore. Two more years of that Jaguar running around out there.
Well, here we go with a big third down. I would assume if they don't make it here, they would have to punt the ball. Third down and 13.
Yeah, too early to go for anything here.
Oh my goodness, not again. Not again. Another man in motion.
So that's the situation in third and 12 where it really hurts you, because now you've got to pick up, you know, almost 18 yards to get a first down. And again, you're not in a position here with 9 minutes and running to go for it on fourth down. There's still plenty of game to go.
Ball back to midfield, third down and 17. Unless Timier can work his magic here, they'll have to punt. Berry back to pass, looks downfield, throws it up. It's going to be intercepted by Castronova. Easy pick for Castronova. He's got it at the 40. He's got it at the 50. He's got it at the 40.
Oh.
Runs into, I think he ran into the referee. He ran into the official. He's brought down by the official. I don't mean to laugh. He might, well, I don't know how much further he had to go, but I tell you what, give the official credit. It was a heck of a hit.
And he did not go down.
He did not go down.
Oh, boy. Well, that was one that Berry really should not have thrown. It was kind of a float or a duck, yeah, not an open
it
receiver.
It looked like maybe somebody hit his hand or
it
somebody.
It didn't come off as it was not a clean release.
Not a good spiral.
But what it does is it gives the Jaguars the ball, and with Castronova's return back to the Indians' 37-yard line with 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Momentum turns again. Handoff. I believe it's Golic that time. He'll push the pile for about five. It was number eight. From the 37 to the 32, so it is a five-yard gain, second down and five. Ed, oh, how those penalties will kill you, as you said, at the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Well, now the pressure goes on the Indians' defense again to make a stop. Can they do it two in a row? DeMeo turns, hands off to Golic. Big hole up the middle. He got a first down and more. He'll get it down to about the Indians' 20.
You know, it says a lot for Walt Kristopic and the offensive staff here, the way they have Golic picking up the important yards with 8 minutes to go and the what could be the touchdown that puts the Jaguars out of reach.
First and 10 from the 21. It's Golic again, right up the middle. He's got 5, 6, 7, 8 yards. Another nice run by Mike Golic. And they're doing it right up the middle, Ed. They're just pound. It's ground and pound now.
Yeah, the strong part of the Indian defense all night has been that tackle to tackle. But now, starting to get a little tired out there, and they're picking up some yardage on those high reads.
Greenway, Rauch, Frazier, Capilla, and Smith, the big guys up front, starting to win the war even more and more. Second down and two at about the 13. Same play again, same result. First down and more. It'll be first down and goal. Cotillo finally brought down Golic, but not before he gets it to about the five. They'll drop the markers. It'll be first and goal for Jackson with 7:20 left in the fourth quarter, and the Jaguars looking to take a two-score lead here.
Yeah, he actually got it inside of the five, Kev.
Maybe even the three.
Yeah, three-yard line. Nice forward movement by Golic. It's been all Golic on this drive.
Give a little credit to Cole Collins, the fullback, who's been leading him into the hole.
Give him a lot of credit.
Yeah. Same formation, power eye. Why would it be any different? Expect the ball to go to number eight. DeMeo calls signals. Turns, gives it to number eight, and he gets him a touchdown, his third of the night. The hat trick for Mike Golic. And the Jaguars take a 36-27 lead with the extra point to come.
Great burst of energy from Mike Golic, the ever ready, what is it, the ever ready bunny?
Bunny, yeah.
I mean, every carry on that drive after Castronova's interception was returned to about the 30. Golic gets it in. We sit with a 9-point lead here, and Calhoun's point will put it at 10.
Touchdown runs of 5, 7, and 3 yards. Snap down. Kick is up. The kick is good. And with 6:44 left in the game, it's Jackson 37, Tom's River South 27. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest high school football news, visit shoresportsnetwork.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
Today's game brought to you in part by the Matthew J. Morehan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better, healthy. Well, the Indians had the ball. They had it inside Jackson territory at about the 30-yard line. They had a first down. They had a chance to go in and take the lead. Penalty, loss, penalty. All of a sudden, then an interception. Jackson capitalizes. They've opened up a 10-point lead. Calhoun's kick. It will be taken at about the 15 by Parker. He'll bring it up to about the 33-yard line, and South now really in a must-score situation. I don't think there's anything doubt about it. They need two scores.
And they need it quick.
And they need it quick. They've got to get one here. They've got to get points out of this drive no matter what.
Meanwhile, up at Red Bank Catholic, the Caseys leaving no doubt in the play for number one in the Shore as they lead it 35-7 with 4:30 left in that game over Manalapan. So the Caseys leaving no doubt.
Barry calls. He's got caution. He's got Green in the background. He'll keep it himself. He'll lunge forward to pick up about 6 or 7 yards. Well, you know, Barry's got to be over 100, right, Ed? He's got to be well over 100.
Yeah,
so they've got well over 200 on the ground between the two of them.
Yes.
We'll give him 7 on that first down carry. Second down and 3.
Yeah, Barry's played his usual outstanding football game for the Indians. Unfortunately, they trail it by 10.
Kosh takes the handoff on the jet sweep. He'll get a first down, brought down by Castronova. They'll move the chains. The ball will move out to about the 45 for Toms River South. And that's exactly what it will be. Not a panic time yet. Productive time for Toms River South. They must get points on this drive. Berry back to pass. Looks downfield, throws deep. He's looking for Kosh down the right sideline, and it's...
I think he
intercepted,
picked it off.
And it's intercepted by Golic.
Oh, my God. What a game Mike Golic has played.
Kosh is down on the field.
It was
not
a badly thrown
ball.
That was a great interception by Golic, who used all 5'7", and I'm going to put him at 5'5", of his height to go up and get that one and steal it away from Kosh.
Yeah, they both had an equal chance for the football. And until they came down, we didn't know who had it. And it was number 8, Golic, who adds an interception to his 3-touchdown night.
By the way, I want to just quick add this one score. Our other guest last night, Mike Constantino, playing up at South River, defeats the Rams 35-0. So the jinx doesn't work.
Mark Constantino picks up, I believe that's career victory number 147.
Yep. That's correct.
Jaguars now consult it away. They give it to Golic, who's had himself a big second half. So back-to-back interceptions of Ty Mirambery may have pretty much sealed the deal for... Might have sealed the deal for Toms River South. Won't be able to do anything until after the game, you know.
I understand.
Okay.
I
don't care. I know you want to go down on the field.
You tell me when to go. You're the boss. You tell me when you want me to go down. With 3 minutes to go?
That's good.
Okay.
Jackson's going to play clock and really just try and finish this one off. They'll give it to Golic. He's got more yards. He's got another first down, and the clock will continue to run. .420 left. A game effort by Toms River South. But just too much. Jaguars. DeMeo doing a great job. He's playing the clock. He knows he's looking for the back judge. He hasn't started the count. Now he does.
Senior smart.
Yep. He turns. He hands to Golic, who's been money in the bank in the second half. Not much that time. Good stop. Good hit. I think that was Khalil Green. It was. Came up from a safety spot.
Indians use their timeout. First of 3. I will see you down on the field, Kevin.
Okay. Ed will head down on the field, and I don't think it's going to be any secret that our Ocean Trophy Shore Sports Network player of the game is going to be the sophomore, Mike Golic. 3 touchdowns on offense, a big interception on defense for the sophomore. Second down and nine. Excuse me. The Jaguars have had to fight and scratch for this one. Toms River South has not made it easy. The Indians have really played well tonight, especially on the offensive side of the football, but DeMeo calls signals, turns, hands off again to Golic, who doesn't get much, but what he does more than anything is, actually that was Vinny Lee that time, who protects the football as he goes down to the ground. South will call another timeout. That will be their final one, I believe. 3:43 left. Jackson will improve to 6-1 overall with tonight's victory, and 5-1 in Class A South, maintaining hopes that Brick will lose somewhere along the way and they'll get a chance to grab a co-championship. Toms River South will fall to 3-3, 2-3 in A South, and the grinder will continue the next 2 weeks on the road against Brick Memorial and then the Green Dragons of Brick. Of course, that's all barring a miraculous finish here. Third down and nine. Now, the Indians can stop them here. They will get the ball back. Jackson has made some big third down conversions. They'll turn. DeMeo will fake. Roll right. Stuber's chasing him. He's trying to keep it all the way and running at a first down, and he's going to get the first down with a tremendous second effort. Oh, boy. Quinton DiCarlo and somebody else had DeMeo stopped about 2 yards shy of the first down, and the senior refused to go down, lunges forward, gets the first down. That will pretty much wrap this one up. It was a run all the way. Faked the handoff, rolled right. Stuber chasing from behind, and then it looked like he'd be stopped just short, but DeMeo with a superb effort. He's had a fine football game tonight. Thrown a couple of touchdown passes. Clock now will hit 3 minutes. First down and 10 near midfield. DeMeo turns, hands. That was Golic. We'll pick up a couple, and really the yardage no longer is important. South did have one more timeout. We had a correction. The scoreboard said none. South had one more timeout. They've just used it now. That's the last time they can stop the clock with 2:48 remaining. Ed and Brad have headed down on the field so they can chat with Mike Golic afterwards. I think the referee is just going over the Jackson sideline to tell them that was South's last time out. Walt Kristopic, I think, wanted some kind of confirmation. Maybe he was like me, thought that they didn't have any left. Walt, we were both wrong. Ball sits at the Indian 48-yard line. 2:48 left, second down and eight. Cole Collins has done yeoman's work as the blocking fullback all night long. I don't think he's carried it once. He still made an impact. Ball's handed to Golic. Stutter step at the line of scrimmage. Gets a couple yards. Stays in bounds. Pick up about two. Third down. Let's call it third down and six. A long six. DeMeo will call the play, and then what he'll do is come to the line of scrimmage. He'll look at the back judge. He will not worry about getting the snap off until the back judge starts counting down from 5 seconds to avoid a delay of game penalty and let as much time possible burn off. We'll be under 2 minutes for sure when this play is complete. The I formation. It's been the staple. Handoff. Golic up the middle. He's got a first down. and more, and they will now go in victory formation. The Jaguars will. Mike Golic has just punched his ticket as the Ocean Trophy Shore Sports Network player of the game. A nice run of about 12 or 13 yards will pick up the first down. South can no longer stop the clock. No way to prevent the Jaguars from picking up the victory. It is victory formation for the Jaguars. They'll snap it a couple of times. Shake hands and get on the bus. What will be an enjoyable ride back to Jackson Memorial High School. They snap it there. Referee will set it. They'll probably have to snap it two more times. And that'll be it. Spirited effort by the Indians, but Jackson, as they've been all season long, is a championship-type football club. And they made the big plays when they had to. DeMayo will call signals. Snap it, take a knee. Hand the ball to the referee, and I think that'll do it. Referee will set the ball down, but I do not believe Jackson will have to snap it again. And then again, maybe they might. So Toms River South will drop to 3-3. Jackson will improve to 6-1. The Jaguars next week will face a winless Toms River East team and then Red Bank Catholic the following week. So Jackson certainly headed for a high seed in the playoffs, still alive in the Class A South race. The teams line up. The clock hits zero. The final score from Detweiler Field, Detweiler Stadium, Toms River South Falls, the Jackson Jaguars 37-27. We'll step outside for a 30-second timeout and come back with our player of the game. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Final score is Jackson 37, Toms River South 27. The teams go through the handshake line, congratulating each other on what was a well-played and exciting football game for most of the night, but it was just too much of the Jaguars. Ed is going to grab our Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies player of the game, the sophomore Mike Golic. I assume he's going to grab him. Ah, there he is. Okay. He gets him away from the action and will head down on the field to Ed Sarluka with our player of the game.
And I am with the Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies player of the game, Mike Golic, the young sophomore who plays bigger than his 5'7", 155 list in the program. Tremendous game tonight, Mike. Three touches, 90 yards on the ground, and the big pick at the end of the game there that iced it. How do you feel?
Amazing right now. Feels great. Come out the victory.
You know, this Jackson team has so many backs to choose. You were the go-to guy tonight.
Sir, keep practicing. Both me and Vinny all day. Running down the field. That's how we do.
You know, the jet sweep has been such a big play the last couple of weeks. Tonight you used it almost as a decoy, and Joey DeMayo keeping the ball on that spread read inside big yardage all night.
Well, we got Matt running, targeting him, running around, big target. Joe, just keeping it, keep going. Got that big first down for us on that, so.
Hey, it's nice to run behind a guy like Cole Collins, isn't it? The big guy up front in front of you?
Oh, yeah, him and all the linemen.
With those reads in there, those ISO reads, you know, those blast plays, just tough to stop. This Jaguar team, big PowerPoint game here tonight. I don't know if you heard RBC, one big up there over Manalapan. So you guys are in good shape up in South Central Jersey, Group 4. You know, you got a couple more in this A-South. You hope maybe Brick picks up a loss somewhere down the line, you get a piece of the championship.
Yes, sir. It's just steps to our goal. RBC is just another step.
Okay, congratulations again, Mike Golic, our player of the game. Really tough, and two more years to look forward to for this Jaguar team.
Thank you.
Mike Golic from Jackson. Kevin, take it away, and then I'll get the head man, Walt Kristopic.
If you can get him before he leaves, the sophomore, he'll be a better interviewer by the time he's a senior, but he played himself a whale of a football game. The young sophomore, three touchdown runs, and of course, as we said, the interception to seal the deal. Ed is going to try and grab Walt for a quick comment.
And I am with Walt Kristopic, the head man. Coach, good all-around game offensively. I know you're probably not too happy defensively, but when you're playing a kids like this, right?
When you're playing kids at that talent level, that's what you're hoping for, just to be able to slow them down just enough. And that's what we did, just slow them down just enough to get the win.
You know, I talked to Mike Smith, your defensive coordinator, before, you know, I talked to, by the way, our player of the game was Mikey Golic. He played tremendous tonight. And he said it's just so hard to simulate that type of speed and athleticism in practice when you got to face a guy like Tymir Bury.
Especially out on the turf. There's just no way to start and stop. You know, we try and have our running backs go out and try and replicate it, but you're not going to get the same type of speed.
Well, I'm glad you pulled this one out. You held on for the 37-27 victory. It proves that the Thursday night football show jinx is not in effect as you and Shore both won tonight. By the way, RBC big over Manalapan, 35-7. So I think they proved, no doubt, that they are the number one team so far in the Shore. You got a date with them in a couple weeks.
Well, like we said last night, you know, you want those types of games. You want to play the Tom Durzels, the Manalapans, you want to play the best competition. Those are what get the butterflies in your stomach, get you excited. That's, you know, why we come out and still coach. Right? You know, that's what you live for.
Hey, you got so many backs to choose from. How come Mike Golic tonight? Was he the hot hand?
He was just the guy that was getting it done. You know, he was the hot hand. It was tough downhill. They were loading the box up, and he was running hard in there. So you just see the guys getting the job done.
You know, I asked Mike about the jet sweep. So effective the last couple of weeks. Tonight it was sort of a decoy with Joey keeping the ball inside.
Exactly. You know, they're going to try and take one thing away. It's going to open up somewhere else. So we did a good job up front, pushing around. I think the offensive line, you know, still got to go out and watch a film. But, you know, preliminary look, you know, I thought they did play excellent tonight.
And when Joey's got to throw the ball, very accurate tonight.
Yes, and he's got some guys on the outside. You know, Kyle Johnson finally getting the end zone on the play-action pass. So it was a very good job by all those guys on the outside.
Walt, congratulations again, another W and in the A-South, and you never know what could happen. Brick's got some tough games to play. Maybe you get a piece. Defending champions.
Thank you very much for having us out.
Walt Kristopic, the head man of Jackson. Kevin, as he said, very hard. I talked to Mike Smith before we went on. You just can't simulate, as we mentioned up in the booth, the speed and the athleticism of a guy like Tymir Bury, and tonight also Kalia Green. You just can't do it when you're working and trying to prepare for a team like Tom's River South. He's so exciting every time he touches the football. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough tonight. And by the way, both him and Green over 100 yards. Golic with 85 tonight for the Jaguars. Good all-around game offensively for both teams.
Yep, Bury and Green were big for Tom's River South, but not quite big enough, as the Jaguars just had a few more weapons. By the way, at Middletown South has tied Brick Memorial in the final couple of minutes, 21-21. So that game could be heading to overtime as we get set to wrap things up here from Tom's River High School South. Our thanks, as always, to the coaching staffs of both teams, Ron Signorino Jr. from Tom's River South and Walt Kristopic from Jackson Memorial. Special thanks to the athletic coordinator here, John McIntosh, and the district athletic director, Joe Armenio, for all their cooperation, allowing us to broadcast this football game. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon with Monmouth University football as the Hawks visit Presbyterian in their Big South opener. That is a 2 o'clock kickoff on the Shore Sports Network. And, of course, Thursday night, the Investors Bank High School football show at 7 from the Water Street Grill. Want to thank everyone who made our broadcast possible tonight. Zach Collins back at the studios of the Shore Sports Network. The always hard-working Brad Burescano here at our on-site location. For Ed Sarluca and Matt Harmon, who's somewhere in South Carolina, I'm Kevin Williams. Thanks for joining us. The final score, Jackson 37, Toms River South 27. You've been listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
This has been the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Join us again next week for another Shore Conference football matchup. Stay up to date on all the latest football news and more at shoresportsnetwork.com.